Getting ready to buy or sell a home in 30, 60, or 90 days? Then check out BundleSelect.com to find out how you could save 20% or more on your entire transaction. Save on real estate, lending, and title. With BundleSelect.com, technology and a personal concierge are at your service to save you time and money. Bundle Select's hand-picked team of experts will compete for your business, so you'll save thousands of dollars by bundling all of these services. BundleSelect.com gives you all the control, including using your own realtor. I'm Joe Kucher with Real Estate Radio Live, and I have been on the radio educating consumers for years. By bundling services like real estate, lending, and title, you could save tens of thousands of dollars. Act now, and this new model could save you money on your move, lower your interest rate, or cover your closing costs. Visit BundleSelect.com. That's BundleSelect.com.
The estimated minimum savings are based on a comparison with a national average. Individual results may vary, and the estimated savings are not guaranteed. Bundle Select, Inc. is a licensed real estate broker. California Bureau of Real Estate Broker, license number 0046-6902.
Welcome to Real Estate Radio Live, an informative and engaging podcast discussing everything you need to know about the world of real estate. Your host, Joe Kucera, provides you with insight and guidance on how to buy, sell, finance, and invest in real estate. He also offers real estate tax management strategies, new construction advice, home improvement tips, and much, much more. And now, to guide you around the world of real estate, here's your host and Real Estate Radio Live team leader, Joe Kucera.
Good afternoon. Welcome in. Joe Kucera with Real Estate Radio Live. Thank you for following us through the week and following us on our shows on a regular basis. I'll introduce my guest in just a minute. Just a few reminders. For more information, you could always go to reradiolive.com. That's the website. And also, we would ask you to continue to download the podcast, share them with your friends, family, coworkers. We work really hard to have great guests like today, content information to help you to consumers make wise decisions in and around your real estate. And that includes financing, buying, selling. Today we're going to talk about reverse mortgages. Yesterday we talked a little bit about technology, how it might be changing real estate with blockchain. So we're going to provide you with just about everything, maybe more than you want, but we're going to keep trying anyway. If you need to reach me during the week, 408-838-9060. Or email joe@reradiolive.com. All right, let me welcome in our reverse mortgage expert. Mr. Bill Benson is usually with us every several months to give us an update. Bill, good to have you back.
Thank you for having me, Joe. I'm delighted to be here.
It's always good to have the reverse mortgage expert because one of the things I was thinking today before you came in is that more and more, and we'll talk about this as we get into the show, but it's amazing the values, the evaluations, the, you know, of the homes over the last decade or so, Bill. And then we're hearing a lot of people that, you know, they're that house rich, cash poor in some cases. And some people are sitting on all this equity and maybe they don't quite have enough on their pension, Social Security, retirement. Could be a number of different things, or they're just not quite sure what kind of options they have. And that's why I like having you in. We could talk about those options because I still think this is probably a topic that's really people aren't 100% educated on. Would you agree?
Definitely agree, and you got me off to a good start. I should have you follow me around.
See, I could be your spokesperson.
Yeah. Look, Joe, the original intent of the reverse mortgage that was first founded by FHA under the Department of Housing and Urban Development 20, 30 years ago was to enable seniors to stay in their homes at retirement and live comfortably. Mm-hmm. And that's still the primary reason.
Right.
All a reverse mortgage really is a tool to access tax-free cash from equity in their homes.
Mm-hmm. Why don't you give us a kind of the common sense? That's a good point. But give us, the listeners, kind of an overview. Obviously, the reverse, when we say reverse, it's kind of the opposite of the forward-paying mortgage, right? Before we do that, maybe take a minute to give your background and your area of expertise, because you are, when it comes to reverse mortgages, you are the guy. You live and breathe it every day. So give us a little bit of your background.
I've been in sales all my life since I got out of the Navy about 100 years ago. But over the last 35 years, I've been in the mortgage business. About 12 years ago, I got really interested in reverse mortgages, and I've been concentrating in them since then, specializing in them.
Yeah, you are, and you do a good job. So the reverse mortgage, give us kind of the simple foundation of, you gave us an explanation of what it's for, what it was designed for, but how is it different, Bill, than, in the obvious word, how is it different than kind of the typical standard conventional mortgage?
Well, it is a mortgage just like the standard mortgage, but there's no obligation to a payment.
Right, right.
There is interest on the loan. Mm-hmm. It just accrues.
Right.
And while there's no obligation to a payment, if the senior wants to, they can make a payment.
Mm-hmm.
The reasons are multiple. I just gave the original intent is the primary reason. But to give you an idea, the money can be used. The money that's received from a reverse mortgage can be used for anything that the senior wants.
Give us some examples of what people might use them for, or maybe some people might not know that they could use them for. Give us some examples.
Okay. Well, pay off an existing mortgage, which immediately eliminates a mortgage payment.
Perfect.
And, more cash flow for the senior.
Right.
Make their savings in retirement last longer in that they can supplement other retirement income that they have without those payments. Home improvement for aging in place. That goes along with home improvement might be for medical reasons, medical bills that they might have to pay, in-home care that might be necessary, or even I'm giving things that they might need it for. Okay, but once again, they can use it for anything they want. Typical would be to help other family members, kids, grandkids who are now ready for college, and maybe help them with tuitions.
Yeah.
Or just taking a trip that they have wanted to go on for a long time, and this is just to free that up.
Yeah, and there's a couple different ways you could access the money. Why don't you talk a little bit about? I know you could do like a line of credit, or you could do cash, or give us some ideas of how people could access that.
Well, you hit it right on the head. Okay. Well, they can take the money in lump sum cash.
Okay.
Or they can get a line of credit, so they can draw on it when they want to. Or they can get monthly income, either monthly income for life or for a specific period of time if they need it for a specific period of time.
Okay.
Or a combination of all three.
All right. Oh, so they could do a combination too. Interesting. Okay.
Okay.
That's nice. They have those options.
So at the close of escrow, if they want their line of credit, they could take some money, say $50,000 and put it just to have in a bank account so they feel more secure. But once again, the combination of the three.
There's some good options. So they could do any. They could take cash. They could end up with an equity line. Talk a little bit about the one of the things that people get worried about. There was concerns early on. I know that there's some provisions put in place now, Bill. I mean, unfortunately, right or wrong, I think years ago, we talked about this before, but it's worth mentioning each time I have you on the show. Because still to this day, sometimes reverse mortgage get a bad name. Let's face it. I think it's negative. Some people even that are educated. I hear some financial planners and some, they're no good. And I'll ask them right away, well, what do you mean you're no good? What do you know about them? And, 20 years ago or 15 or 20, that's where that education process comes in. So give us a little background. In other words, I know some of the reasons why they got the bad name years ago, but tell us, a little bit why they've put some safety stops and gaps into place to help that now.
Well, there have been a lot of changes over the years in reverse mortgages, and rightfully so. There have been also a lot of scams involving reverse mortgages because seniors get scammed more than others.
Easy targets, unfortunately.
Yes, yes, that's true. But there have been a lot of safeguards put in place for that. One of the most important ones is that before they can have a reverse mortgage, even if they're convinced they want one, they must go through outside third-party counseling. And that counseling is to protect them from me if I've oversold them the product.
Right.
Which, incidentally, Joe, I try hard not to do. I told you I've been in sales all this time, but I don't think reverse mortgages should be sold.
I agree.
I think it's my job to educate people.
Right.
But this outside counseling is extensive, takes about an hour and a half.
Mm-hmm.
Counseling are done by nonprofit organizations. So they're not very much, doesn't cost very much up front. It's $100, $150 for that hour and a half conversation with a pro. And the rules have changed as we've gone along, always to protect the senior.
Right. Well, if you're out there listening to the show here on Facebook, we're streaming live, but later on, if you're listening to the podcast, I would recommend if maybe you have a parent, grandparent, aunt, uncle, you know, it could be anyone, and we're going to give some guidelines on, but give Bill a call, even if you want some information. And I would suggest, too, that the family get involved. That happens a lot, too. In other words, if I just mentioned if your parent, grandparent, you have an elderly parent that you think this may be something good for him, give Bill a call, check in with him. He can answer your questions, set up a meeting with you, your parents, family members, whatever, to put your mind at ease and actually, just as he said, educate you. So, Bill, if someone wants to reach you, what's the best way to do that?
Well, best way to reach me is on the telephone.
All right.
My telephone number, this is a home number, but I work from a home office. It's area code 408-378-6603. I'll repeat that, 408-378-6603. My wife might answer the phone, okay?
Does she work for you, or can I say that, or I get in trouble if
no,
I say
No, I
that.
Work for her.
Okay, got it. Okay. All right, good answer. So give Bill a call. Seriously, if anyone's out there looking to reverse mortgage, they've done a makeover on them. What I mean by that is they put safeguards in place where they're really safe for people. You have the counseling. You get the information up front. You have a good understanding. What I see a lot of, and Bill does too, is people that are nervous about options. You know, they're nervous. Do I make enough money to get a regular loan? Well, maybe they don't. And, you know, how do I maybe do the remodel I wanted to? Or what if you have a roof problem? You know, what if you have something that you really want to do in your home? You worked hard your entire life and lived in that home, raised your family. By gosh, that's your home, and you should be responsible to do the things that you want to. And I think some people, unfortunately, don't know they have some of these options. Now, we're not suggesting you go out and irresponsibly take a bunch of money and do something ridiculous, but I guess what I'm saying, Bill, is you see this all the time, is people are nervous sometimes about this option because it's untraditional and not used to this concept. But, you know, in so many cases, you take a person that's in this valley, they've been in their home 35, 40 years. They may own it free and clear. It's worth $2 million. And if they could get $300,000-$400,000 and not have payments and put some ease in their life in one way or another, this is a good thing for people.
It can be a good thing for people. It's definitely not something for every senior.
No, absolutely not.
And I, in my presentations, I try to get them to think for all the options that mm-hmm. they have.
Right.
And that's part of what this third-party counseling does, too.
Yeah, very good. What we're going to do is take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to continue talking about reverse mortgages. Again, I would suggest that if you're listening to this podcast and you know someone in your family, friends, anyone that needs some education, information on reverse mortgages, give Bill a call. He's here on a regular basis, and he could help you with those questions. All right, this is Joe Cuccera with Real Estate Radio Live. We're in studio today, as we are usually at least 3 days a week. We're streaming live on Facebook, and we'll be back with you in a minute to get the show back.
For more information on today's program, visit reradiolive.com. That's reradiolive.com.
Getting ready to buy or sell a home in 30, 60, or 90 days? Then check out BundleSelect.com to find out how you could save 20% or more on your entire transaction. Save on real estate, lending, and title. With BundleSelect.com, technology and a personal concierge are at your service to save you time and money. Bundle Select's hand-picked team of experts will compete for your business, so you'll save thousands of dollars by bundling all of these services. BundleSelect.com gives you all the control, including using your own realtor. I'm Joe Cuccera with Real Estate Radio Live, and I have been on the radio educating consumers for years. By bundling services like real estate, lending, and title, you could save tens of thousands of dollars. Act now, and this new model could save you money on your move, lower your interest rate, or cover your closing costs. Visit BundleSelect.com. That's BundleSelect.com.
The estimated minimum savings are based on a comparison with a national average. Individual results may vary, and the estimated savings are not guaranteed. Bundle Select, Inc. is a licensed real estate broker. California Bureau of Real Estate Broker, license number 0046-6902.
Welcome back to Real Estate Radio Live. For more information on today's topic or guests, just visit reradiolive.com. That's reradiolive.com. Again, your host for today's edition of Real Estate Radio Live, Joe Cuccera.
Welcome back in. Joe Cuccera with Real Estate Radio Live. We're in studio today with Bill Benson. He is our reverse mortgage expert. He usually tries to come in, have him in about every couple months or so to give us an update. And also, primarily just a reminder to the consumers out there that there's another product out here. You hear me talk about it all the time, of accessing equity in your home when it makes sense and when it's responsible. And I'll say it again, just a reminder, there's a lot of people out there that don't understand this product. They're afraid of it. They're nervous about it. And primarily it's because they don't understand it. And that's what Bill's here for. That's what his job is. He educates people. It is not a salesperson. It's more of a relationship where he sits down and really finds out if it's the right thing for you. And it might not be, but at least you know. Then you check it off your list. So we're continuing to talk to Bill about this. We're going to have some more information. Bill, one of the things is obviously the ones that comes up all the time is, what is the age requirement, and then how do people go about qualifying for a reverse mortgage? How does that work?
The senior has to be 62 or older.
Okay.
It has to be their primary residence, the one they're living in.
Mm-hmm.
And other than that, the requirements are very, very lenient.
Okay.
There is no income requirement. Credit can be very... People get in trouble.
Yeah,
seniors get
yeah.
in trouble. And so they could have gotten their credit all messed up, and
mm-hmm.
we can still get that loan done.
Mm-hmm.
There might be a holdback from a line of credit
mm-hmm.
that's held back to ensure that they'll be able to pay their taxes and homeowners insurance when they come due, because that is a requirement.
Mm-hmm.
But very, very seldom used.
That doesn't have the qualifying factors and natures as a conventional mortgage. In other words, they're not going to strictly look at income and say, sorry, you don't qualify. My guess is they're primarily looking at the home and how much equity they have in it.
Exactly. And if they have had problems with their credit
mm-hmm.
for whatever reason,
right.
it doesn't affect the interest rate at all.
Okay.
It's not a get-rich-quick scheme.
Right.
Their loan-to-values are low.
Mm-hmm.
The primary product isn't still an FHA product. We do have a jumbo product that I'll just mention a little later on.
Okay.
But the limiting factor with the FHA product is that FHA sets a value by county around the country as to the maximum value that someone can use.
Okay.
For instance, if you have here in Silicon Valley, if you have $1.5 million home, they're only going to say that the value of that home for the loan purposes
mm-hmm.
is $679,650.
Okay.
Now, how much that they can receive based upon the value, just keep that in mind that
mm-hmm.
maximum value is going to be $679,650.
Right.
But
right.
the higher the value, the more they can get.
Right.
The lower the interest rates, the more they can get.
Mm-hmm.
And the older they are,
the more they can get. Okay.
It's based on the insurance tables
yeah.
and stuff.
And the other thing to make note, too, and you mentioned earlier, but just to be so everybody understands, the reverse mortgage, the reason why they're very, very careful on the equity and the loan-to-value is that what's happening is every single month, because you are not making a physical payment, what's happening is it's appreciating. Basically, you're basically gaining the loan principal is building. For instance, for easy math, Bill, let's just say someone took $400,000, let's say. And let's just say that payment was $2,500 a month typically. So in theory, $2,500 a month just gets added to that principal balance each month? Is that kind of how it works?
That's correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
So instead of someone making that payment, it's going on to the principal balance. And this is why they're conservative in nature and how much they borrow loan against the house.
Exactly. Exactly.
Because they're guaranteeing this for, in some cases, a period of time or people's lifetime, right?
That's exactly.
Yeah.
The loan stays in place until the senior decides mm-hmm. they want to move, sell the house, pay it off, or just, win the lottery and pay it off or whatever.
There you
okay.
go.
Okay. But the loan has to be paid off
right.
when the senior moves out permanently.
Right.
If they have to move out to a rehabilitation mm-hmm. Clinic or home for
mm-hmm.
a limited period of time, the loan stays in place.
Okay.
At least for a year
mm-hmm.
with a doctor's letter saying that they should be back in their home within the next 6 months. It's easy to get a 6 month extension and beyond, so long as it's really sound and the senior's coming back home and wants to come back
home. So what if you have a couple living in the house, have reverse mortgage, and unfortunately, let's say one of them passes away. Does the other one continue to live there without any issues? How does that work?
Absolutely. Okay. The loan's in place until the last senior moves out permanently.
All right. The other thing I want you to talk about, Bill, a lot of people don't know. It's a wonderful program that a lot of people, again, aren't educated on. Talk about the reverse mortgage purchase, right? You could actually purchase a house with a reverse mortgage. Because I know when some people, you kind of look at you like, what are you talking about? Take a minute or so to tell people about that.
Yes, it is. It's a very good tool for seniors who want to trade down.
Yes.
You think immediately, well, if I'm trading down, I'll just pay cash for the house. But maybe they had a mortgage on that $1.5 million home, say $500,000. So now all of a sudden they're home after and they've got $1 million left, and they want to buy something in a retirement community for $700,000 or something. They'd be able to do that. But they'd really be eliminating a lot of that cash that they have left over to do other things with.
Oh.
And so you can go in and use a reverse mortgage with the same parameters in mind as far as loan to value and whatnot, and help with the down payment on the house so that the senior can retain more of the cash that they'd already received.
Right.
Or if they've simply come in from out of the area, want to be closer to family, have a certain amount of cash that they can put down, this may help them making that purchase.
Okay. So let's go through, I'll just kind of go through a checklist, and then you tell me if there's anything I'm missing. So need to be 62 or older to basically qualify for something like this. The older you are, potentially could get more money, depends on the home and the equity. Someone could get it all lump sum cash out. They could get an equity line, they could get a combination of, and they could use it for anything they want. Let's say someone gets $300,000, Bill. Can they use it to do a total remodel? Can they use it to pay for their kids' grandkids' education and take a trip around the world for the next 6 months? Is there any limitations on how they use that money?
Hey, Joe, anything they want.
Really? Okay. On some, you know, people think about conventional mortgages. They worry about, I'm getting cash out. The lender will say, well, what are you getting cash out for? And, you know, in theory, it's their money, so it doesn't matter anyway, even if it's a primary. But in this case, just so seniors could rest easy, they could use that money for anything they want.
Anything they want.
Okay.
Another real quick.
Yeah.
On the line of credit, it's a unique line of credit. It's good for life.
Okay.
Or until they move out of the home.
Mm-hmm.
That is unusual. And the other thing is the line of credit grows by the same interest rate that's on the loan.
Hmm. Okay.
So that, say, someone around, you know, in their early 70s would get a $300,000 or $400,000 line of credit.
Right.
10 years from now, that line of credit would probably be up to $450,000 to $500,000.
Hmm.
I know that to be the case, Joe. I'm a senior. My wife and I have one. We use it uniquely.
Uh-huh.
We use it when we want to. Then we pay it back down. And so we've had one, and ours has grown from the rules are a little different. Years ago, they were more lenient because I'm not that old, Joe. But ours 10 years ago was about $400,000 line of credit.
Uh-huh.
It's now a $500,000 line of credit.
Okay. So you're a living, breathing example, which is even better because
you
could speak to it directly. So it's kind of like remember the commercial, the Hair Club for Men? The guy would say, I'm not only a customer, something like that. I'm a user, a customer, or something. I'm messing it up. So.
Okay.
The point is, he was on TV selling the product, but he was a user as well. And so what I'm saying is, you're helping people with reverse mortgages, and you know firsthand you've had one. So you could tell them what the history of it's like, how it reacts,
how
you've done with it.
Absolutely.
I think that's a neat advantage.
Look at me, Joe. You know how old I am. I've still got some hair.
You do. You do for sure.
There's something else I prepared for when I came over, just to give people an idea of what they could receive.
Mm-hmm.
And went into my computer, looked at actually three different scenarios that I've been working up for other people.
Okay.
One was 63 years old, or is 63 years mm-hmm. old, I'm sorry, 175 and 182. The 63-year-old, and think in terms of value that, well, let's say the value on all these houses is $800,000.
Mm-hmm.
The 63-year-old could get funds of $255,000.
Mm-hmm.
The 75-year-old, $310,000. And the 82-year-old, $360,000.
Mm.
To be used any way they want. Those figures could be cash,
mm-hmm.
line of credit, or converted to monthly income,
right.
or combination. It's a sweet deal for someone who has a $1.5 million
right.
house and they owe a couple hundred thousand. They're retiring. They want to stay in the house, but
mm-hmm.
now funds are tight.
Yep. It's a good program.
Eliminate a cash payment or a mortgage payment.
Really good program. All right. Well, we're just about out of time. So before we leave, if you could give your contact information one more time for listeners if they want to contact you for more information.
Thanks, Joe. I'd be
mm-hmm.
happy to do that. 408-378-6603. And if I don't answer, my wife's name is Diane.
That's great. And they can both help you. All right, thanks for tuning in today. Again, for those that are streaming live on Facebook, thank you very much. All kidding aside, this is a wonderful product. It really is, and I don't think it's talked about enough in an area like we are right now in Silicon Valley where there's a lot of people that have been in their properties for years. It's just another option. I'm not saying, and neither is Bill saying, that it's for everybody because it's not. But just like everything else, you know, if you've been following this show for years, people know that I'm a big fan of education, information, and then look at all your options, and then make your decision. So this could just be one of the options that you look at. And again, if you're out there and your parents, grandparents, or family members are nervous about this or uneducated about this, that's what Bill's here to do. All right, this is Joe Kuchera again with Real Estate Radio Live. Thanks again for tuning in today. For more information, you could always go to reradiolive.com. Take care and have a great afternoon.
You've been listening to Real Estate Radio Live. For more information on today's program, visit reradiolive.com. That's reradiolive.com. Subscribe to our podcast. Discover more at reradiolive.com.